episode of Seriously A Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about first impression of people versus the reality of what and who they really are.
What is a scam? Maybe.
So I'm Rain.
I'm Liz.
I'm Simran.
And today, back with us again,
we kidnapped him a third time,
is...
Hi, Ryan again.
Hi.
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 Okay, so what I'm going to talk about today is, you know how when you first meet someone,
yeah,
they might be different to when you get to actually know them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So what do y'all think about that?
I mean, I can clarify the sort of definition. When you know, how you act when you first meet someone is sometimes you put your best foot forward, so to speak. So you're not actually being completely honest in who you are as a person. Like, it's not necessarily a bad thing because you could use it to just relate to other people, or, you know, when you're meeting new people, you don't know exactly how to act and how they accept you. But obviously, if you pretend to be something you're not too much, then it can turn out bad, I guess.
And you do this to everyone, lah. It's not just, you know, when you are looking for a potential partner. It's just, it's very natural,
yeah,
to do it. You know, you want to have a good first impression.
I think we always like suss out the people that we know. When we meet someone, we always kind of like mentally suss them out. Like, whether, I guess you can call it judging them, but like, if you want to call it like a nicer term, it's, does first impressions matter? Well, at least in my opinion, they do. But you can always fix the first impression, I feel.
I mean, it's not always a first impression, because you could just act differently with different people as well.
Yeah, that's
but true. It's not who you are.
That is true.
Okay. I feel like you cannot fix your first impression of someone, but what you can do is change their impression of you as you
down the road. That's true. You can improve it. You can improve, yeah, the first impression. But I think, yeah, you're right. It kind of sticks. But I guess today, specifically, we're going to be talking about how, like, in a sense, when you get to know someone better, the impression you have of them changes, whether it's for the better or for the worst.
Sometimes environment is a factor also, what? Because, like, if it's a stranger and you're only meeting them once, then, like, you might not really give that much of a shit, like, how you're acting. Versus if it's, like, someone that you, like, you know, yes, you potentially, like, want to be friends with, or, like, you're trying to, like you're dating someone, you're trying to, like, make a good impression on your friends, on your family, all
trying
that.
Play it
then
up.
It's different.
Mm. Yeah.
Or might be more, like, you might be more mindful, like, I want to act a certain way. Like, I want to be nicer, I want to be more polite, I want to be this, I want to be that. Which, yeah, might not be necessarily how you are when you're actually comfortable with someone.
Yeah, or even like a job interview. It's very
apparent.
My God,
yeah. That's very a perfect apparent, example. You know? Yeah, like, you just show all your good sides and ignore all the bad, which will, yeah, come out anyway, because it's human nature for your bad traits to come out.
For sure, for sure. Okay, so I guess to start us off, what are your impressions of each other?
Oh, shit. Okay, actually, you should ask Ryan first. Like, what,
yeah,
are your,
okay,
first,
when you first met us, yeah.
Like, during the porn episode, right?
Yeah, that was the one. Well, I mean, Liz is kind of the crackhead energy, I guess. That's the first impression. Okay. She's the one that always sort of voices out first. And then Rain is kind of just very quiet a lot of the time. And then, I guess, Simran is, like, in between both.
Like, that's super accurate. That is super accurate.
Fair enough.
So it's, like, just on a spectrum. So, I mean, you get at least the full scope of everything in there.
Honestly, when people listen to our podcast, right, they always tell me Liz is the noisiest and Rain's the quietest. Yeah, so that's very, like, accurate. Then they're like, you're the in-between, like me, yeah.
I think like, he has a good gauge of a first impression of all of us, right? It's, yeah, because, I mean, we're on this podcast and we are showing our true,
exactly,
personalities. We're not trying to hide anything. It's not like we are up for a job interview and we have to, like, act all, like, prim and proper and not say, like, fuck and shit.
I agree, but I also disagree with that.
Because, yeah,
point.
There's a lot
because
of personal stuff
have
about
a,
us you don't know.
But, like, we also have a very PR element. We have to come across to our guests. You know, when we first meet them, we don't want to actually, like, scare them all away.
Yeah.
Like, well, crackhead energy is, it's not negative, you know what I mean? It's not a negative attribute to have.
And it's very different because, okay, so for me, Rain, and Liz, like, obviously we knew each other, like,
okay, so your first impressions.
Okay, so basically, backstory, if y'all didn't know, we went to poly together. So we have been, me and Rain have been classmates for 3 years, and we've graduated now. And we knew Liz because she was in the same course as us, but different class.
Yes.
So, okay, my first impression of Liz was that it's not really much of an impression. Like, I just saw her on crutches.
But
the first time I talked to Liz was, like, in in hip hop class, and then I just thought that you were friendly and someone who shall not be named was such a bitch to me. So I was really glad that you were there. Because I really like was the only one from my class that I didn't know anybody, and Liz was super friendly. So I was like, she's great.
Are we gonna spill all the tea?
Yeah. Some of the tea.
Okay.
And then Rain. Oh my god, Rain. Rain. Okay, so when I first walked into class, like on the first day of orientation, the only seat available that I saw was next to Rain. And like I was just like, okay, well, fuck it. She looks decent. So I'm just gonna say I'm Simran and introduce myself. And she was damn cold. She was just like, hi, I'm Rain. And I was just like, okay, fuck this bitch. I'm not talking to her for like the next 3 years. Like she's so rude. Like when people say their name, you should be like friendly and say hi back, not be like cold and stuff. But actually it's a really bad first impression because she's nothing like that. Yeah.
I think like I come across that way sometimes, but it's just because I'm very shy.
Okay, your turn, yep. Rain. Spill the beans.
Yeah, spill the tea.
I don't remember meeting Simran. Like, I don't remember that conversation. I don't remember her sitting down next to me, but I just remember she looked very sad when she first came on the first day, and I was like, oh, okay, shit.
I was sad. I hated my class.
First impression of Simran. I don't really have one, actually.
Sad lor.
Because I just said the only thing that like I remember of you was that you were hanging out with this other girl who like when school first started, I was like cool with, and then you know, gradually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for Liz, I remember you on crutches.
I remember really you good first impression.
I remember you being late, and I remember because we weren't in the same class, right? So my first impression of you was actually from other people. It wasn't actually from meeting you.
Okay. So yeah, I mean they're right lah. When I first arrived in school, I was that one white kid.
I remember
with
that
my
as well.
Fractured foot in a boot.
Can
with
you tell
crutches.
People how you actually got it? It's so stupid.
I got into a violent altercation with the bus with my flip flop on how to disembark from a bus.
She fell off the bus.
Yeah, no, I
basically
tripped,
she's saying it like it was like a fucking like her bus hit her or something.
Yep.
But
yeah,
no, she was
like,
just clumsy.
It was so funny. So that was like everyone's first impression of me was which is that one white like that one kid with like the crutches. The crutches made a big deal.
Yeah.
I guess my first impression of Rain was okay, honestly, I never really, because I wasn't in the same class as you guys, and you're definitely not, like, very loud characters. I didn't have, like, a very, like, you know, when I first arrived, I didn't, like, notice y'all immediately. But I guess, like, yeah, some of it, I kind of, like, was stuff that I heard, but I kind of just thought you were quiet, a bit cold, so I think that was just the way that you are. But my first real, like, interaction with you was, like, when you came up to my table and offered us all food.
When?
Granolas. You had granolas in a carton.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so I remember that.
Shit, I remember, yeah.
That
remember
was my first
like,
real, like, interaction with you.
Fuck, I remember bringing
how to
like,
make
granola
a good first
by
just
a fucking
food.
Carton.
Yeah. Literally.
And apple juice by a carton.
No, but that was pretty cool. So it was a nice impression. Because I was like, oh, maybe this girl isn't as, like, you know what I thought she was.
I think and I was damn very fierce.
I think with Sim, yeah, hip-hop, you just seem very quiet. Like, you seem
really?
Quiet and, like... Like, naked and afraid, basically. Because you're the only person from your, like, class. So I was just kind of chilling with you and Caitlin and other people.
She just looks sad, right? Like, this is the first impression.
I thought she was okay.
Sad.
She just seemed, like, really awkward. Because, I mean, I guess it's just the nature of the fact that I happen to have other people in my class there. So I was really lucky. And she recognized me as somebody from the same course as her. That was literally it.
Mm-hmm. So then...
And, like, Ryan was, well...
I
was the first one to technically formally meet him because I picked him up from the...
Well, I mean, I met the two of them first over the video chat.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God.
So that's
honestly,
why I
okay,
kind
of
got
my
like...
my first impression of Ryan from the video, I like thought you were damn funny and like chill and easy
that's
to
a,
talk
that's
to.
That's a first.
And that's why I was like, we have to have him for profile. Mm. Like
we discussed you afterward.
Yeah, the perfect first impression.
I feel so
us.
Exposed.
If we're counting that as a first impression, then I listened to the entire recording.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was.
I know this first impression.
Oh, no. The accent,
and
the British.
Yeah, I really like the accent.
But she has a British accent. What's up with that?
My accent comes and goes.
Oh yeah,
but
no, yours is the real deal.
Not really.
I really like your accent. I think when I first met you.
I mean, when you first met me, you didn't know who the hell I was. Oh, I kind of recognized.
He found me. I didn't find him.
I mean, I was trying to find the place, right? So I was waiting for one of them to come pick me up, and I kind of recognized this fucking skinny ass white girl.
This is girl looking with, like, lost. Oversized shirt, looking like lost as fuck with like curly ass hair.
And then I kind of just, like, made direct eye contact, and then she looked very afraid.
Yeah, no, that seems like a first interaction with me. Yep.
Yeah,
right,
so that
right.
was about it.
Okay, so...
carrying on!
We talked about our first impressions of each other, so let's talk about, like, in our relationships.
Yeah, what impression do you think you give off, like, you know, when you're trying to date someone, I guess?
I mean,
like,
my principle is just very simple. It's just be very honest, because I don't want to put on an act... and then later on have them not accept me for that. So I'd rather just put all the cards out on the table. If you can accept me how I am when I'm being honest at the first impression, then obviously down the road I wouldn't have to put so much effort
in. What is who you are?
Like, oh,
how do you act?
I'm just honest with everyone. Okay. So how you see me is how I am with,
like,
everyone
literally
else.
How you are right now.
Yeah,
how
it's
are.
How
okay.
I am with everyone. I'm just...
He's single, hit him up.
Oh God,
okay, but honestly, right, like, until you get comfortable with someone properly, how honest can you really get?
I'm that creepy. I just start off with complete honesty, because it's just sort of like a litmus test if they're decent people to not judge you right off the bat.
That's true. I guess, like, the sentiment is that, like, if they don't like me, then I guess they're just they won't work in my life.
I mean, it's okay. I have a naturally loud voice. When I first, like, went to JC, a lot of people, I found out afterwards, a lot of people didn't like me because they thought I was very arrogant. So a lot of people didn't talk to me. So I was like, okay, no, that's not my problem. That's their problem. So, I mean, I just stuck with whoever would talk to me, and it worked out. At the end, they kind of eventually understood who I was after that, so.
Okay, but you know, like, how we have, like, different, like, personalities in a sense that, like, who you are when you're alone versus who you are with, like, maybe someone you dated for, like, 5 years versus how you are with your friends versus how you are with your family is different. So, like, do you feel like you don't reveal, like, maybe the quirkier, weirder, or deeper sides of you off the bat?
Not really, because, I mean, it's, like I said, it's always best to be honest, but, like, how I am as a person, it's the honest part of how I am towards you. Like, if I'm uncomfortable with you, I'm not going to pretend to be comfortable.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, hey, look, it's not very comfortable to be in this situation. So, you know, like you said, if I was with someone I dated for 5 years, obviously the comfort level would be more there. Or if, like, I'm meeting up with an ex that ended badly, the comfort level would be all the way down to ground. But it's not like I would put on a smile and pretend it's all right, you know?
Okay, so we have Ryan, who's honest with everyone. Okay, then what do you think? What do you think, Simran?
I don't know. Like, I really don't know. But, like, I think in general, like, because I don't, like, go up to random guys and just, like, hit on them, right? So, like, usually it's just I'm friends with them first. So their first impressions of me is always the same. Like, they always say, like, I either look sad, I look like I have RBF, and I look super quiet. And, like, it takes a lot for me to, like, go talk to them. Then I'll explain to them, like, it's usually because I'm new to the environment and I don't really know anybody yet. I don't have my friendship group yet. But once I have my friendship group and I have, like, my friends with me, I'll be noisy and I'll, like, talk more and I'll, like, expose parts of my personality. But, like, there's no way in hell, like, they know, like, how bitchy or, like, weird I am off the bat, lah. Like, usually I'm just I'm a bit noisy. I am very straightforward. I'm super blunt, so they know that from the start. Like, they know how straightforward I am. I will, like, say as it is. But the weird and, like, the more emotional parts of me, it takes time, and they definitely won't get to see that unless they're, like, super close to me or, like, they date me for, like, quite long.
So have you ever asked Sharma what his first impression of you was?
Yeah, I know what his first impression of me was. It was when we were 16. I was a nerd in tuition because I was from Cedar Girls, and I used to just go home to study every day.
So that, like, was his first impression of you, that you were a nerd?
Yeah, because, like, I was the loser at tuition. Like, everybody went to tuition to, like, okay, yeah, they went to study, but they also went to make friends. But I was literally there just to study. And I didn't even want to talk to Shaba. It's just that, like, we were paired together because, like, I was the smartest student there. So the tuition teacher was like, can you just mark Sharma's work when he's done? Because I know you're the kind who won't mark him wrong on purpose also. Yeah, you confirm will mark him wrong if he's wrong. So I was like, okay. So, like, we were just in a room together, and he didn't want to talk to me. He was, like, super awkward. And then, like, I think he's the one making jokes, and I was just being super serious. So I think his first impression of me was quite bad. He was just like, this girl is so uptight and nerdy. So like, I would never go for her. So like, the tuition teacher tried setting us up, and he was like, nope.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, it worked at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, because you met like 2 years later. Again. But yeah. Yes, my first impression was like, not good, not good.
Mm. And okay, like at least for me, I feel like I'm very different from Ryan, like, who's open right off the bat. I have, like, a lot of my own reservations, and I definitely won't show who I am. And I always have different sides with different people.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, with my family, oh my god, that's a different story completely. If I could not talk, I would not talk. And okay. Then, with my friends, with different friends, I'm different.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, if I'm with like a friend who's louder, I'll like adjust myself to be quieter, like to balance people out.
How were you like when you first met Seb?
Okay. So, for his impression of me, right? He said we met in like a sports module, and there were like what, 3 girls there.
Okay.
So when he first saw me, right? And you know, guys, fuck, their first impression is. Like, one of the first impression is, like, physical appearance.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And then, he said the air around me was, like...
The air around you?
Yeah, it was,
like the oxygen?
Like
a,
the oxygen around you.
No, as in, like, it was, like,
what?
The aura.
Oh, the aura.
Like, the
okay.
vibes that you get from this person. It's, like, a bit, like, atas.
Oh.
Like, don't...
Like, too good for everyone else, talk. Is it?
Yeah. A bit like that kind.
Okay.
Then he told me, after when he started speaking to me, then he realized, I'm not like that.
Then how about him to you?
I don't remember him.
I don't remember. Oh my gosh, that's so sad. You don't even remember me also. You only remember her crutches.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, it depends who made the more memorable impression,
oh my
right?
Oh gosh, bless. Okay, so Liz, how about you? What first impression do you think you give to people?
Okay, if we're talking about purely from love angle, I suppose.
So in the club.
okay, not counting clubs. Because if I'm sober, I'm awkward as fuck. So there's not much difference.
Same.
But I'm really, really awkward. Like really, like painfully awkward. So I think when people first meet me, if they don't meet me in a setting where I'm like crackhead, I just come across as really fucking quiet.
Same.
Because it's awkward, like, and it's the same with parents. Like, I feel like when I first meet parents, I just look very quiet. Because I'm just like that quiet, like yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, sorry, thank you, okay. Like, I just look scared, honestly.
Has it ever been a deal breaker, like, for any of y'all when, like, y'all, like, get this first impression of someone, and then, like, when y'all date them, and then you see, like, their true colors, then you're just like, I'm out, I got scammed, fuck this.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't, because at least to me, there's always ways to tell
whether
someone's
genuine.
True personality through the little actions that they do. Okay. Like, you know, they always say like to so-called like test the guy, like you see whether he'll like clear the dishes, the plates, when like he goes to hawker centers, you see that kind of person, like always like little hints
so
and subtle
things.
Exactly, but I feel like they tell a lot about
they still matter, like how they treat the waiter.
But okay,
yeah,
honestly,
exactly.
Right,
don't matter.
For Rin, like, for okay, so Seb is Rin's boyfriend, but Seb now versus when you met him like 2.5 years back or around there, he's exactly the same, eh? Unless you're Ryan lah, because he claims he's super honest throughout.
No, when I first
your treatment of someone else can change over time.
That's true.
When I first met Seb, he was very awkward. Like, he didn't speak much, but obviously, like, it's different, lah. It's just, he just doesn't know how to talk to people sometimes. So, that's him, but I think when, I don't have, like, a true first impression of him, because he said that during, like, our first lesson of that sports module, he came up to me and introduced himself, but I don't remember that. So, the only time I remember him is him, like teasing his friend. So, that's, like, the little glimpse of
real personality that I saw. So I knew that he wasn't like all this like this like quiet meek boy. So yeah. So to me he's been the same lah.
But honestly, like for me, right, like when I was dating Sharma, like the honeymoon period is obviously when you see like the best qualities. But then like when we like went past that, like I don't know, I just realized that like yeah, like really like the first impressions that you give, like even when you're dating someone, like not very, very first impression, like first impressions, like let's say in the first month of dating, is legit damn different. Like from like when you compare it to like maybe a few months after, a few years after, it's like I start to see like sides of him that like he didn't really show, like and me also lah, like I used to be like super nice and stuff, but then like as I get more comfortable, like if I'm moody, if I'm more angsty, I'm like more open about it, and if I'm angry about stuff, like I'm more open voicing it out. So like you can see like the different spectrum of like the other moods I'm feeling, like how I react to certain situations and stuff. But like in the first month that we were dating, it was all like peaches and cream, happy stuff.
But, okay lah, but
do you think that that's just like the perception? Do you think that that's like you becoming more comfortable, or whether it's the perception of you changing? Because
I mean, like, or it could just be through simple exposure. Like you're with him more than you would be before, so you can see the things that you wouldn't ordinarily have seen in other situations.
Yeah, but it takes time though, because like you can't like actually show, like you won't like actually show everything in like the first month.
Yeah, no, so would you say it's just perception changing, or would you say that it's just because you're becoming more comfortable that you're seeing these things, or like that you're showing these things?
Sometimes I feel like they hide it on purpose. Like I'm pretty sure there's some desirable traits that you rather not come out. Sometimes it just comes out. Like, let me think of Sharma.
You mean undesirable traits or like...
No, like, there's things like...
Because when you want all your
desirable traits to be out first. Okay, a good example I can think of is that I never knew that Sharma was a homebody, you know? Okay. I never knew that until, like, what, like, 5-6 months in, and I didn't even, like, realize that he, like, didn't like drinking and all that, because, like, I genuinely, like, when I first met him, when we first dated, we went out a lot. Like, we went out a lot. And, like, he loved drinking. I think now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably because he just broke up. So he wanted to like party and like get rid of like any sad thoughts and just like be distracted. But because of that, right, like my impression of him changed so much, because like I feel like I wasn't really like seeing the full him yet. And like it's very like, it's very easy, and it happens to so many people where like somehow halfway across, like along like the line of dating, you all both realize like, hey, I didn't know this about this person. And when you watch reality dating shows, it's like that too, okay? Like, okay, Love Island. Like, when they first couple up and everything, they're like, oh, this person's perfect and blah, blah, blah. Then I feel like you see, like, 2 weeks in, they're like, oh, I noticed this person's like that. I didn't know this person was like that. And, like, it happens. Basically, you can't show everything about yourself the first time or in the first month even of meeting someone, you know?
Because there's so many levels to your personality. Yeah. And like definitely when you get more comfortable with someone, it's very, very natural to lower your inhibitions.
Mm. Yeah. But I think, okay, personally for me, like one of the issues that I see arising is that it can cause breakup sometimes, because like the person that maybe you thought you were dating, when you really get comfortable and you see the different layers to them, you're like, okay, this is not the kind of person I thought I wanted lah. You know, like
yeah, for sure.
It happens quite a lot actually, which is why like we're doing this topic lah, because you know, like, does it really matter that you don't show everything when you first meet someone? I think it does.
I think it matters, but I also think that like it really depends on, I guess like from a purely like devil's advocate standpoint, like it really depends on what you're hiding. Like if you're just like not comfortable with the person, so that's the reason you're not like showing a certain side of you, then I don't think that should, like, if you're not scamming them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if, like, I don't know, I feel like if over, like, some years you become, like, more unbearable to deal with, sometimes it's not your fault either.
Or, like, oh my gosh, like, okay, Ryan, do you think that this is, like true? But, like, you know how, like, some girls, like, you don't know, like, how batshit crazy or how clingy they are, because they seem so perfect at first. Then when you date them longer, you're like, ah, fuck.
Well, dude, I'm fucking in some boiling water right now.
I mean, not really. I mean, because... if you're going to start getting interested in someone and they're interested in you, obviously they're going to try and get you, which would probably be the peak of their clinginess. Obviously, the honeymoon period, that's when they're trying to get you, trying to quote-unquote protect you from other girls and stuff like that. So that would be like already the cling. But there are some other things that may be like, you know, maybe some things you didn't know before until you actually get exposed to them more. So it's, And that's why I said it's more like exposure, because most of the traits are very situational. Like, you don't know if their bedroom's very messy. They might be a messy person. Like, in school, they could be organized with their notes or something. But then in their home, they're just the type to just throw their clothes on the floor and just leave it for the maid or their mother to pick up. So, or, you know, like going eating at hawker center, you don't know if they put their plates away or if they just leave on the table or expect the service staff to clean it up. So, like, some things can be a deal breaker. Excessive cleanliness is also one of them. You know, it's not something that I personally enjoy, but I mean, every person displays their affection differently, so you can't really hold it against them. That's just how they are. I suppose it's them being honest. They're not hiding their cleanliness. Like, they're not going to be checking your phone behind your back or something like that, like trying to hack into your phone and see what you're messaging. But I mean, if I found out about that, that would obviously be breach of trust or some shit.
Then what do you think about, like, the perception changing thing? Like, let's say, like, if someone was like,
Well, if I want to bring up one of the examples, the laziness thing, right? Like, laziness, you could seem like very laid back, very chill. Like, oh, don't want to go on expensive dates, just want to stay at home, cuddle, watch a movie, very simple stuff, right? But then over time, you realize that you want to start going out. Oh, let's go to the beach, let's go to the amusement park, or let's just go out just to get a meal. And they're like, oh no, just want to stay in. That could then become problemsome because it's no longer your perception. Your perception will change. So it's more like becoming chill to becoming lazy. You don't want to go and do anything.
Yeah, like they have the same trait, but you just view it differently.
Yeah. I guess it could be said for the same for clinginess. Some people are really obvious with the fact that they need like that attention. And at first it's really nice and it's endearing because like you're getting all of this attention from someone. But I feel like after a while it just becomes really, really overbearing. So I think it's just really within like within reason.
Yeah, I mean everything is within reason, I guess, because like you could hide it at the start, but then it's just how much you're doing it in the future. I mean, of course, that's when, you know, communication and talking to them and sussing it out what the problem is can come into play after that.
Actually, I'm kind of curious, like, what trait do you think would be like a huge deal breaker if they hide it from you and like pretend, you know, like they're not that person, or they're not that person for like the first month of your relationship, and then you find out? What is that trait that would make you want to break up with them?
Honestly, I think if they were like a player and then tried to hide it, like I don't know.
All players hide it, what? That's their thing.
Oh yeah, but sooner or later,
no,
it's
some guys
come to
pretend
light.
To be nice. Like, oh my god, yeah, that cheating episode lah. Like,
yeah, so like they hide it lah.
Yeah,
like,
what I mean. Like, because I think like if you used to be a player or you've had your moments where like you have a lot of girls and you know it. I think that that's okay as long as you're honest about it. Like, you're open about the fact that you have these friends. You're not hiding the fact that you have female friends and stuff. And you're open about where you're going and what you're doing.
Yeah, but like, no lying.
Like, when you start to, like, be like, oh, no, I don't have any girlfriends, but you've actually got, like, a lot more than you're insisting you have, I think that's when it could become a problem. Because that just comes down to just you being, like, a liar and, like, potentially a cheater.
So there's a deal breaker for you. You would want to break up.
I think it would definitely
completely
cause problems.
Agree,
I think it would cause a lot of problems.
I mean, basically, it's just trust. You want to be able to trust your partner. That's why, for me, the deal breaker for me is a sort of like, not to say stalkish, but like if you start really looking and tracking me and seeing where I'm going and checking my phone and stuff like that, I would feel like it's like an invasion of privacy.
Honestly,
like, I'm not allowed to have my own life outside of the relationship. So that, for me, would be a bit of a deal breaker.
A lot of my friends, right, like, they date guys. Then you think, like, at the start, the guy's damn sweet and stuff, right? And you think, like, oh my god, he's damn, like, trusting, he's damn quiet and stuff. Then, like, suddenly, halfway through the relationship, they become batshit crazy. And then, like, the guy gets super, like, protective. And then the once desirable trait of, like, him being, like chill and nice. Then you realize that they've been hiding the fact that they're, like, super possessive. And then they'll be like, I want to track your location. You can't hang out with guy friends and all that shit. Like, at the start, it's like, they act like as if they're chill with all that because they're trying to get you. Now, like, when they've actually gotten you, right? Now, they were like, they were like, track her location. They were like, fight her if she goes out with, like, her guy friends and stuff. And then he's like, it's just them. Like, why you act like you're something when you're clearly not? Like, don't say you're chill with her having guy friends if, like, in 6 months in when you're a girlfriend boyfriend, then you decide that you can control her life. Like, that's
I mean,
not
okay,
that, nice.
That's to one of the extreme, but at the same time, sort of to counter that point is it could just be your guy sees your partner would see a lot more changes that you might not be seeing or you might be ignorant to. So, for example, not wanting you to hang out with guy friends or your girlfriend not wanting you to hang out with your girlfriends, sometimes they might see something, because obviously they were also the ones having a crush on you, so they would be able to see the signs. So if someone else is having a crush on you and they tell you, okay, don't hang out with that guy, and you're like, why, he's my friend, or, you know, the other way around, a lot of the time you don't see it because you think that they're just friends, but from the other side, it's clear to everyone else what's happening.
But what everything
that's them different though?
It's communication. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But like that case is legit. I'm gonna fight back, I'm sorry, but it's legit them unfair if like that guy uses that excuse for literally every single guy friend.
No, I mean, yeah, that's why, like I said, what you're saying is on the extreme end, if they use it for every guy.
Yeah.
But if they do, like, if they notice and if they can reason it out with you properly, that's why communication is important. Communication and trust. You have to trust that your partner is not doing, like, not cheating or not going out with other guys. But at the same time, if you do have a problem, you have to communicate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I realized I actually do have, like, low-key an experience, like, in the sense of it starting off as something and then turning into something else. Like, they didn't change how they acted, because like Max was really laid back and stuff, and like he's a very quiet person, not very confrontational, just very like keeps to himself, doesn't text, and his excuse was always that this is who I am and I'm being honest about it. But I feel like that's just an excuse, being like, I'm being who I am in front of you right now. But, like, at first, I could kind of tolerate it. And then after a while, it just became really, really toxic. It went from, like, at first being kind of nice to have that independence to, like, a bit like, the fuck, bro, do you not give a shit about me at all?
Yeah.
Like, these two have heard, like, enough, I feel, to kind of know that it wasn't really me, it was a him thing.
So then it's your perception of it, then, how you perceived it.
I think I thought it would improve, and then I like lied to myself enough times.
So the rose-tinted glasses came off.
Honestly, isn't that like love is blind though? Like low-key. Like, I mean, when you're infatuated with someone, you like don't really see much of the red flags at first.
You could overlook some of the bad traits, or you could give yourself the excuse, oh, he'll change with time, or oh, I can change it. But at the end of the day, sometimes you might not be able to change it. It's just who they are.
It was the, I can grow to tolerate it. Or I can grow for, like, you know, this is actually okay. I can grow into this being normal. I can get used to it. So it's like rose-tinted, but not fully. But yeah, I agree.
I mean, you're just trying to adapt to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not what you should be doing.
Yeah, you should be.
Don't evolve to your partner.
So like, communication is important. If you have a problem, voice it out.
Yeah.
So like, y'all have experienced getting it done, like, well, not, okay, in Liz's situation, not getting it done, like the being fake, it wasn't fake, it was just a change in
it was used
perception.
As an excuse.
So, like, have y'all ever done it to someone, like, be fake to someone?
I think, okay, going back to that same exact relationship, I think I kind of was a bit ingenuine to him because I wasn't very comfortable being myself. So I think that was a comfort level thing, because whenever I spoke to him and stuff, I just didn't feel like I could properly be myself without being judged. And I thought that that would change over time and that I'd become more comfortable and just like, oh, relationships new, you know, that sort of stuff. But then after a while, I started seeing that this was actually a problem, not a, you know, something with a solution. So I guess that would be a case of me being ingenuine. But other than that, I think I try to keep as genuine as possible. Sim?
Maybe just the clingy part, I guess, and like the lifestyle part, because like when you're transitioning from friends to boyfriend, it's like maybe y'all did go drinking and all that stuff before, so the guy might think like, oh, she's damn down for like hanging out with my friends and stuff. But the thing is, when I date someone, I want more alone time also. So like that transition can cause them to feel like I was giving a false first impression that I was super down and super chill. Then when they date me and they're like, oh, she wants me to hang out with my friends less because she wants more alone time with me, then they're like, oh, she's not as chill as I thought she was, or like she's more clingy, she's more needy. And they're not wrong, but it's just that transition from friendship to that boyfriend girlfriend relationship will make me act different also. But yeah, in that sense, yeah, I guess I've given people false first impressions of me.
But honestly, I feel like in different situations it's acceptable, and in some it's not. Like, trying to be fake, to hide something that you don't want the person to know. How do I phrase this?
Like, intention.
Like, on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose, and to, like, because you genuinely have something to hide.
To be very honest, the only thing that comes to mind when I think of that is the guy in the cheating episode. I feel like that guy deliberately, like, go listen to the cheating episode. Yes. Yeah. But basically, like, guy deliberately, like, just played all these girls, lah. Like, he say he's one thing, he's another thing. So that's legit a false first impression. Like, you make these girls think that you are amazing.
No, and you tell them that you're single. I think that's the biggest, bro, like, false impression is if you tell them that you are single.
So bad.
Yeah. So, like, that so kind, bad. That kind is not acceptable. But, you know, like, if it's a comfort level thing, definitely, I think it's natural.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think first impressions, like, you have to 100% wholesale be like, I need to show everything. Like, it's not natural to do that.
I think okay, it's the intention. Let's not...
okay, no, but honesty is good too. Whatever you're comfortable
Ryan's
with.
Ryan's case is honestly damn amazing lah. Like, for someone to be so honest with you.
I mean, it's about how comfortable you are. Exactly. If you're not afraid with people about... sorry. If you're not afraid that people are going to judge you if you don't give a shit, then you can be completely honest. But
it's
if
hard
you,
to do that.
I mean, of course it's hard and it takes a lot of self-confidence. That's not hard. It's not easy to build up your own self-confidence in that way. But, you know, for me, I feel like it leads to less problems down the road because you won't be having all these problems when things start to come to the surface about, you know, what XYZ that you didn't show in the beginning.
Okay, yeah. That one I agree with. But I guess what I meant by, like, not natural to, like, it's not natural to force yourself to show yourself 100%, like, cause there's so much to a personality. Like, you cannot expect yourself to act like 100% you, like 100% the first time you meet someone. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you cannot be like, why didn't I tell them that I was clingy? Like, why didn't I do this? Yeah. Why didn't I show this? Like, you can't.
Well, I mean, it's not about forcing yourself to show everything, but it's about being yourself at that moment. Like, okay, if they're gonna discover that you're clingy, that will come in a situation where you're allowed to be, not really allowed, but you have the justification to be clingy. Like, you're dating them, you want to be clingy with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of, as long as you're not actively trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between not showing it on first impression. Because you're right, we're not going to show everything in our, like, I guess, bag of tricks, like, when we first meet someone. But, like, it's about knowing certain things and being like, I'm gonna hide this. That's when it's a problem because you're putting across this false person.
So it's your intentions.
Yeah.
So it's what you intend to hide, and what's the reason behind hiding it? Like, you know it's a bad thing, and you purposely hide it so they don't find out, or you just don't realize that you're not showing it, but that's not a bad thing.
Argument to that though is that the road to evil is paved with very good intentions, so everyone's reasonings are not always justifiable.
Well, every person has their own reason for doing what they want to do.
But for sure, I think it is, at the end of the day, it still goes down to intention and, like, at least being as genuine as possible in the situation.
I think, like, honestly, even if you choose not to be genuine with someone, right, and if you're going to date them, some people can hide them well, like, let's face it. Like, they can just hide who they are and, like, they can, like, fake this persona very well.
It comes apart eventually, though.
Honestly, yeah. It definitely has. I'm pretty sure, like, there's people out there who can do it and have done it. But at the end of the day, right, it will come out one day, it will.
But okay, honestly, for some people, right, I think they do deliberately hide it, but I think it's because they're either super introverted, they're super shy, they're not comfortable with the situation, or they have trust issues. So it's like, it's not easy for everybody to 100% be like Ryan. It's really damn difficult.
And I think even the people that are genuine in the beginning, sometimes the way that you see someone evolves over time. We've spoken about this, like, I guess it evolves, and sometimes that turns from, like, say, for example, like, bossiness can start off looking like being very responsible, being very outspoken, and can turn into overbearing, bossy, irritating to be around, and that can also ruin relationships. So obviously it's not easy for us to be like, you know, if you're genuine, you're gonna keep all your relationships,
their because perception of you might switch, and it's not on you. So,
and it's always, I guess it's just important to remember that as long as you know you're being genuine, at the end of the day, you are not at fault for the perceptions that people have for you.
If you need time to, like, really get comfortable before, like, because honestly, the thing about, like, meeting someone, right, is that some people might not want to 100%, like, leak everything of themselves out, because, like, it takes a lot, you know, for you to really be 100%, like, comfortable and honest to someone else, because they're showing so much of yourself and you're being vulnerable, and it's not easy for people to be vulnerable sometimes. And honesty comes with some form of vulnerability. It really does. But try your best to be genuine at least.
Of course.
And, like, have your intentions need to be pure. Like, if you're hiding it for the sole purpose of, like, misleading someone or cheating or lying or scamming, then that's love's a scam lah. But if you're not, then
you just don't. Remember, don't blame yourself for stuff not going right just because, you know, even when you have good intentions, basically. Because at the end of the day, you can't control other people's perceptions of you as much as you'd like to try. Everyone's got their own opinions. And
yeah, if you have bad first impression, then my lah, you can fix it.
Can fix. Yes. You just have to try. You can't be like, oh, they had a bad first impression of me and then run away. Like, if you really want to fix it, you
think,
should.
I don't think that, you know, like, normally, like, people don't have, they don't know what their first impression is.
Of course.
Like I didn't know that this was my first impression.
But we're also young. Both
I mean, yeah, you didn't think you would meet them while you're on crutches, and, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, I think the thing is, it's also important to learn from the experiences that you've had. People will tell you what their first impressions of you were after a while. Eventually. You'll find out how you come across to people, whether they stay in your life or whether they leave your life. And it's just important to either take those into consideration and learn from them, or I guess ignore them if you fucking want to.
I mean, it depends on what context. If you're, because like some people, your impression, you just want to be friends with them and nothing more. But then other people, as you look at them, you want to date them, but you know, you could perceive them in a different way. So it's the intention behind how you perceive them as well.
Yeah. So I think it's all about intent, and yeah, that's pretty much it actually.
Yeah, okay, thanks Ryan for joining us.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, we hope you guys like the episode. Share with your friends.
Hope you learned something.
Listen to our other episodes. Follow us on Instagram at seriouslyofficial.
And if y'all want requests, or you know, y'all want to DM us, our telonyms are open and our DMs are always, always welcome. So yes, with that being said,
except if you're creepy.
Except if you're shady. If you're shady, you please think about what you are typing, and then think about whether or not your mother would be ashamed of you.
Yes. Okay, so
bye.